Thank you for stopping by Living Waters World Online, a place where the river of God flows. Pastors Lawrence and Kimberly Richardson invite you on a journey to change the church, challenge the colleges, and charge into the community. The following message is entitled, This is the Hour to Overcome.
Chapter number 15, 57 and 58. Now thanks be to God that gives us the victory. 2 Corinthians chapter number 2. Now thanks be to God that always causes us to triumph. Nowhere in the canonized scripture is a recording that the people of God are defeated. Especially the saints of the New Testament. Even when they died not receiving the promise, God said of them, I'm going to write them in the hall of faith because they died in faith. Thanks be to God that always causes us to triumph. This is an hour of overcoming. This is an hour of overcoming. I'm almost there, I promise y'all. This is the hour of overcoming. Pretty much everything that disagrees with us overcoming are lies from the enemy. Oh God, your boy's preaching this morning. This is the hour of overcoming. Pretty much, somebody said to me, pretty much. Pretty much everything that disagrees with us overcoming are lies from the enemy. Don't have enough money. But when not having enough money ever prevented you from doing the things you need to do prior to this moment? Haven't God already showed you I'm Jehovah Jireh? There have been a lot of days I ain't have enough money, but we made it. Pretty much everything that is presenting us from overcoming are lies from the enemy. Well, how are they so powerful? Because we've empowered them and we make lies present truth. I don't have enough friends. Well, whoever told you? What is enough friends? 12? 13? 18? What is a real enough friend? And we say, well, if I just had some better friends. God said, lo, I'm with you always, even to the end of the earth. You and God, that's enough. But if it's really you and God, he'll add the right friends that are needed. And he'll take away that which is not needed. Almost there. Pretty much everything that disagrees with us overcoming are lies. Come on, someone say lies, lies, lies. And these lies become empowered to be present truth when the people of God echo them because their life and death lies in the power of their tongue. Don't echo one more lie from the devil. I love what the psalmist Jeremy Camp said. He says, all authority, all of victory is yours. He says, Savior, worthy of honor and glory, worthy of praise, you overcame. Jesus, awesome power forever, awesome, great is your name, you overcame. And then after he's saying, Jesus, you overcame, Jeremy Camp then says, and we will overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. Everyone overcomes. It's in your DNA. It's in your destiny. You're going to overcome. Somebody say amen. We're going to overcome. We're going to overcome. This is the hour for that to manifest. Three things, and I have 4 minutes, and I'm done. If we're going to overcome, I'll give you three things. They write out of Revelation chapter number 12, verse 7, amen, through 12, amen. Jabari, you're going to overcome. Ain't nothing formed against you that's going to prosper. I'll tag team and I'll fight every devil out there at Towson University if I need to. Come on, look at somebody. Call him my name. Sydney, you're going to overcome. I got to tag team every devil up at Western, whatever the name of your school you go to. If I have to tag team and fight every devil up there, you're going to graduate and you're going to graduate in honors. Y'all ain't hear me. I don't know, but I feel a little bit more serious today than I have in a while. I feel a little bit audacious in the spirit. I feel a little bit more violent because I'm ready to see God's people come out. And I'm tired of this stuff bombarding and taking people out and putting them in the hospital and causing them to quit. I came to tell you, you, I, and God, we can defeat whatever it is you're facing. This is the hour to overcome. I don't know who it is, but somebody need to lock arms with somebody and say, I ain't gonna let you fail. I ain't gonna let you quit. I ain't gonna let this take you to the grave. going to tell somebody, I'm locking arms with you. I'm locking arms with you. You're going to stay upright, having done all to stand. You're going to stand. Amen. When the enemy come in the flood, we're going to wait for God to lift up a standard. We're going to wait. And after waiting, we're going to wait again. And then we're going to have long suffering. And we're going to wait till our change comes. Oh, God. This is the hour for overcoming. Do me a favor. Tell somebody this is the hour for overcoming. Come on, tell them, you shall overcome. I love that prophetic hymn, and we shall overcome someday. No, we shall overcome today. I'm addending to the song. Three things, y'all, and I got to be done. Cindy, you are not going to call me no lying prophet today. Number one, found in verse 79. We fight until we know the enemy has been thrown down. We fight until we know the enemy. And I wish I had more time, but I don't. Somebody need to get back to old school days that you didn't mind a good fight. Oh, God. Too many of us, we letting the devil slap us side the head and we ain't responding. I don't know about anybody else, but I'm in a different dimension now. You slap me, devil, I'm going to slap you back. And how am I going to slap you? Because my weapons are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. You slap me, I'm going to praise God. You slap me, I'm going back to prayer. You slap me, I'm going back to intercession. And I'm going to bring some stuff down. You fight until you know you got the enemy down. Fight until you know the enemy has been thrown down. Every now and then, God allows us to push back against the enemy, and the enemy find out, uh-oh, this is a different kind here. Somebody say, I'm going to fight until the enemy is thrown down. Put in your notes 1 Peter chapter 5, 8 through 11. Put in your notes 1 Timothy chapter 6, 11 and 12. How do I fight? I fight with praise, prayer, prophecy, standing, quietness, team members, wisdom, and strength. How do I fight? I'm telling you guys how to fight, and if you fight this way, you'll see the enemy thrown down. Praise, prayer, prophecy, standing, 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 standing. Have you ever seen a bully fight somebody that won't flinch? See, some of y'all ain't been in the schoolyard in the backyard. Most folks, all the bully got to do is say boo. But somebody that the enemy say boo and he don't run, hold on a minute. Don't let the bully hit somebody that says, was that your best punch? I don't know if somebody understand the enemy, the bully, slapped you best he can and you still standing. And what you don't understand, now he's fearing and trembling that you're going to get some faith to speak to him. You're going to get some faith and say the things that God has said to me about me are yes and amen. And I'm going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. So let me tell your neighbor, say fight till the enemy's thrown down. Number two, which report would you believe? When you get to verse number 10, there are two reports. I heard a voice in heaven saying, now salvation is strength. All right, then there's another voice that says, now the accuser before God has now been cast down to you. You're going to have to determine which report you're going to believe on a daily basis. There's a report coming from Satan's camp. There's a report coming from God's camp. Which report do you believe? Which report do you believe? Do you believe you saved? Do you believe you healed? Do you believe delivered? Or do you believe that you are in dilemmas and you have drama and he's about to take you out? And all you got to do is push rewind for the last 24 hours, the last 48 hours. You are echoing what you believe. We got to make a decision now. Which report we believe? Who has believed the report of the Lord, says Isaiah? And to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed? You have to speak what God reveals. And I wish I had more time, but I'm out of time. That's why prayer is so important. That's why reading your word is so important. God's going to give to us what we need to fight with while we're in prayer, while we're in reading. It doesn't come just by going to sleep crying on your pillows and wishing these things away. You're going to have to get in prayer so God can say something that you can say something back to the enemy. God told me last night I'm healed. So why this body won't act right? God told told me yesterday that he about to promote me on work. That's why they acting like hellions on my job. Which report you going to believe? Ask your neighbor, say, neighbor, which report you going to believe? Right? So number one tells us, we got to fight until we know the enemy has been thrown down. Number two, we got to determine which report we're going to believe. And here you go, Sydney, I'm done. Number three, we must posture ourselves correctly. We must posture ourselves correctly. When you get into Revelation chapter number 12, when you go down to verse number 11 and 12, it talks about those that dwell in the heavens. And then it talks about those that dwell on the earth. Here is our problem with everything that the enemy is doing. We are earth dwellers. Psalm 91. Come on, Hans Cooper. That's Hans' favorite scripture. Psalm 91. He that dwells in the secret place of the Most High. Our problem is we earth dwellers. We love hanging around earth dwellers. We love getting earthly conversations. And I'm not saying we cannot be in this earth. We can be in the earth, but not of the earth. You've got to determine, I'm going to walk in the heavenly. I'm going to be like Apostle Paul. I'm going to walk with revelation and understanding mysteries. I'm going to walk in the counsel of God. I'm going to get in the pages of the book, and I'm going to find out, what is it that you're trying to show me today? Because earth dwellers, he says in the text, woe unto you. Times are going to be hard. You didn't hear what I said. Situations are going to be so difficult that you ain't going to know how to eat it. You're going to come out of them. But if you dwell in the heavenly, this is just a test. Satan, your time is short. Satan, you came out against me one way, but I'm about to see you flee seven ways. You can't talk and walk like that, walking as earth dwellers. You got to get somewhere in the secret place early in the morning and in the midday. You got to get somewhere in the secret place when everybody don't know where you went and why you acting weird and why you acting strange. I'm not acting weird and strange. I'm acting different because I'm in a different place and I need a word from God. We have to now position ourselves correctly. Dwelling in the heavenlies, you will become an overcomer, and there will be nothing formed against you. If you walk as an earth dweller, by Tuesday you'll have another problem. By Thursday they'll be multiplied. By next week there'll be multiplicity of problems. But if you dwell in the heavenlies, these will be opportunities to see the power of God. These will be opportunities to see the miraculouses of God. These will be messes that become miracles. Everybody standing. This is the hour for overcoming. Do me a favor, grab somebody by the hand and don't let it go. Psalm 66 says, you, O God, have tested us. You have refined us with silver is refined. You brought us through the net. You laid affliction on our backs. You have caused men to ride over our heads. We went through the water. We went through the fire. And you brought us to a wealthy place. Tested, refined. Brought into the net, laid afflictions, caused men to go over our heads. You let us go through the fire and the water, but you caused us to overcome. You brought us out to rich fulfillment. You brought us to a wealthy place. This is what I heard the Lord say, and this is where I'll stop. We now got to get a different mindset. We got to get a mindset of overcoming. Overcomers. There's nothing that God and I cannot handle. Now I need to help you. Sometimes the designation is a fiery furnace. but God and I can handle it. Sometimes it is a lion's den. Sometimes it's problems and perplexities. But when you get the mind of an overcomer, these things become light afflictions. These become things that are working for my good, but for His glory. As you're holding somebody in hand, go ahead and begin to pray for them. Don't let it go until you know you've touched heaven. Pray for their mindset. Be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Our minds are renewed. Our mind now has been saturated, saturated, saturated. That's what the minstrels and the psalmist sung, saturated, saturated. We now have the mind of Christ. I get downloads from heaven that tells me what I ought to do with my children. I get downloads from heaven that tell me what I ought to do with my significant other, especially when it's a marital situation. I get downloads from heaven that tells me what I ought to do on my job, how to even create wealth if I'm a business owner. Come on, pray for your neighbor just for a moment. I'm almost done. Pray that they would get the mindset of an overcomer. Never would they be oppressed or depressed again, but they would, oh God, have a proper idea of who they are in God. The mindset of an overcomer. This is the hour of overcoming. This is the mindset, hour of overcoming. So we're going to fight until the enemy's thrown down. We're going to fight, God, and we fight the good fight of faith. We're going to fight until the enemy's thrown down. We're going to believe on a daily basis the report of the Lord. And His report says I'm healed. And His report says I'm delivered. His report says I'm set free. His report says promotion, promotion, promotion. Increase, increase. Mightiness of God. Every day I'm going to get up believing the report of the Lord. I'm now postured correctly. I shall dwell in the heavens. You said in Habakkuk, that you shall make our feet like hinds' feet, and we shall dwell in the high places of the earth. These will not be earth dwellers, Lord. They will be high place dwellers. They will be like eagles, God. They would have wings that they can mount up to the high place. And when the situations in their lives seem that they turn to the worst, they will mount up and they will see the good and the glory that God's going to bring out this present situation. These are overcomers, Lord. And they overcame by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. And they did not love their lives even unto death. It is in Jesus' matchless name we pray. And all God's people said, amen and amen. And if you believe God has done it, go ahead and clap your hands. If you believe God has done it, come on, go ahead and clap your hands. Go ahead and declare, I am an overcomer. I am an overcomer. I am an overcomer. Let me see. I am an overcomer. I am an overcomer. This is the hour for overcoming. This is the hour for overcoming. Number one, fight until the enemy's thrown down. Number two, whose report are we going to believe? Every day you got to posture yourself correctly. You got to know how to stay out of fights, that there's no goal to be won. You got to be able to say, this ain't my battle. So I'm going to keep my mouth closed. Especially for those of you that are on social media. If you're not careful, you fighting. Some things don't even demand your voice. Your voice is too powerful for that conversation. No, when this ain't my fight. Somebody say, this ain't my fight. You got to know that this is my fight, but what is my posture? What is my position? Sometimes God lets you go to battles just to observe the battle. you're just in the battle, because next season, this is really your battle. So he's just giving you an idea. Oh, this is how these enemies fight. So be quiet. Don't take sides. Take observations. And then there are other fights that we are in. He said, put your war paint on. Every now and then, you got to be like that Cherokee Indian. You got to put your war paint on. When the Cherokee Indian put his war paint on, he's trying to let somebody know, I ain't playing with you. I was talking to my little young cousin today, and I was talking to him about his father, his grandfather. I was telling him, I said, there's two people you don't want to mess with. Two people you, and I'm going to help some of y'all. Two people you don't want to mess with. If you ever in any kind of altercation with these two people, run. The first one is a Marine. Okay, I'm trying to warn y'all. Their profession is killing people. This is what their profession is. This is what they train to do. And the second group of people are Navy SEALs. I was with somebody the other day and they said, well, if somebody came in here, it's too many of us, they couldn't hurt us. I said, it's depending on who it is that came in here. If it's a Navy SEAL, he could take out a Navy SEAL. One Navy SEAL can handle most of this side of the room. Okay, y'all don't really know. One Navy SEAL can take care of most of this side. I'm talking about one, not two. I'm talking about one. If it's five of them, all of us in trouble. Why am I telling you that? Sometimes you got to have that audacity of that Marine. I know it's one of me, and it's 30 of y'all on this job, but one of me is a bad boy. Somebody said to me, say, one of me is a bad somebody. The last thing you want to do is push me to start really praying. Okay. The last thing you really want, okay, I can't brag about y'all, I'm bragging about me. The last thing you really want me to do is start speaking the word of the Lord over your life. I don't know how you feel about it, but the Lord hears my voice. Some of y'all need to get the audacity of them Navy SEALs. I know it's 30 devils and granddaddy's devils and grandma's devils coming after me. But I got the spiritual power of a Navy SEAL. We're going to take curses down. We're going to take generation, oh God, hereditary stuff down. We're going to take stuff that's coming through the bloodline. We're going to bring all that stuff down. And God is going to rise among us. And all of us going to be healed. All of us going to be saved. Why? Because God is in me. You got to get the mindset of a Navy SEAL, of a Marine. My son's coaches is a Marine. Their football coach is a Marine. And I love when he holler one phrase. No excuses. Well, coach, I can't catch the ball because it was too high. No excuses. And some of y'all need to hear that. Well, I would become an overcomer, but you don't know I didn't have my daddy. No excuses. Well, I would become an overcomer, but I was raised in a single parent home. No excuses. Well, I was born on the wrong side of the tracks, and you know I live in West Baltimore. What about no excuses? It ain't where you were born. It's how you live. It ain't whether or not you got a mom and daddy, because he already told us, when mother and father forsake us, then he'll take us up. If mindset. Somebody go ahead and put your hand on your head and say, I now have the mind of an overcomer. If you agree with that, I gotta stop. Come on, put your hands.
We hope you've enjoyed this message from Living Waters World Online. If you were blessed by this message, or know someone who will be blessed by this message, please click the link below for more information on how to receive the full-length copy. We hope you are encouraged, and please remember, this is the place where the river of God flows.